Welcome in. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a beginner-friendly framework for a proper DJ intro that hits with modern punch, but still has that vintage soul and jungle DNA. Think old-school drum and bass vibes, 170 BPM, and a clean, mixable layout that gives a DJ space to blend while still teasing the drop. The big skill focus today is automation. Not just turn the filter up over time, but automation that feels musical, like it's breathing in phrases. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar intro skeleton you can reuse for tons of tracks. Alright, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 168 to 174 is fine, but we'll lock 170 so the grid feels classic. Now, create a few groups so your session stays organized. Make an Atmos group for pads, noise, and texture. Make a music group for your soul sample and stabs. Make a drums group for hats, percussion, snare cues, and any break hints. And optionally, a master FX group if you want intro-only tricks later. This structure matters, because it keeps your automation simple and helps you think like an arranger. Go to Arrangement View, and hit it to show automation lanes. Quick mindset shift. We're not trying to fill the intro with stuff. We're trying to reveal the track in stages, every 8 bars, so it's readable for DJs and still exciting for listeners. Here is the arrangement target. Bars 1 to 8, atmosphere and a filtered soul tease, no heavy drums. Bars 9 to 16, hats and light percussion come in. Bars 17 to 24, ghost snare and break hints, energy steps up. Bars 25 to 32, tension ramp, throws, riser, and a clear cue into bar 33. Now let's build the bed first, the Atmos. Create a MIDI track in your Atmos group and load Wave Eatable, or Drift if you prefer simpler. Choose a soft pad. If you're starting from scratch, set Oscillator 1 to something sine-like or basic shapes. Put a low-pass filter on it, LP24 is great, and start that cutoff pretty low, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Give the amp envelope a slightly soft attack, like 80 to 150 milliseconds, and a longer release, like 2 to 4 seconds. Now the movement. Add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff, really slow, around 0.07 to 0.15 Hz, and keep the amount small. This is the vinyl air trick without using a sample. We just want gentle drifting, not a wobble that screams EDM. On this pad track, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 Hz, just to remove junk. If it feels muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Next, add hybrid reverb, hall or shimmer, but subtle. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds, and mix around 10 to 25%. Then add saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive. If you want, enable soft clip, but keep it tasteful. The goal is warmth, not distortion. Now automate two key things on this Atmos, filter brightness and reverb tightness. Over the full 32 bars, slowly open the pad filter from about 400 Hz up to somewhere in the 2 to 4K Hz range. And at the same time, automate hybrid reverb mix slightly down as you approach the end. For example, start around 18% and slide toward 10% by bar 25. Teacher note, that tightening move is huge. It makes the drop feel like the room suddenly snaps into focus. When you draw automation, don't make everything a perfect straight line. Think like a drummer. Do an 8-bar rise, then a tiny plateau for a bar, then another push. Or add a quick breath tip right before bar 9, bar 17, and bar 25, then continue upward. That makes your intro feel alive. Next, let's bring in the soul tease. Create an audio track in your music group and drop in a soul or jazz sample, a Rhodes chord, a vocal phrase, a horn stab. Anything works as long as it has personality. Turn warp on. If it's melodic, use Complex Pro. If it's short and percussive, try Beats Mode. We're aiming for stable timing at 170 while keeping the character. Now build a classic tease chain. First device. Auto filter set to low pass. Start the cutoff low, like 200 to 500 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, around 0.8 to 1.2, but don't let it whistle. Next, add vinyl distortion. Keep tracing around 0.5 to 1.5, pinch low, drive 1 to 3. Then add utility. For the intro, start wide, around 120 to 160%. Then add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 time. Feedback 15 to 30%. Wobble 0.2 to 0.6 and mix around 8 to 18%. Now the automation plan for the tease is the heart of this section. We're going to reveal the sample in 8-bar chapters. Bars 1 to 8, keep the filter quite closed, around 250 Hz, so it's just a muffled hint. Bars 9 to 16, open it to around 600 to 900 HC so it starts to speak. Bar 17 to 24, open to around 1.2 to 2 kHC. Now it's clearly there but still not full range. Bars 25 to 32, rise toward 4 to 8 kHC but here's the trick. Do a quick dip right before bar 33. That suck-in moment creates tension without needing louder volume. Also automate utility width. Start wide, like 150%, and slowly narrow it to around 110 to 120% by bar 32. That tightening makes the drop feel bigger, because when the main section hits, you can let the mix expand again or let the bass become the center anchor. And let's add one tasteful throw. Pick a word or a chord hit around bar 24 or bar 32. Automate echo mix up quickly to something like 35 to 50% for one beat, then snap it back down. That's the moment. One strong moment is better than constant effects, especially for a DJ intro. Now onto drums. For intros, we use drums as signposts, not the full statement. Clean, mixable, and clear phrasing. Start with hats and shuffle. Create a MIDI track in drums with a drum rack. Load a closed hat and maybe a shaker. Build a 16th based pattern, but remove some hits so it breathes. Then add groove. Try an MPC style swing, but keep it subtle, 10 to 20%. Jungle shuffle is about feel, not complexity. On the hats track, at EQ 8, high pass somewhere between 300 and 600 HZ. If the hats are harsh, you can gently dip a bit up top, but here is a better approach. Add drum bus. Set drive around 2 to 5, crunch 5 to 15%. Keep boom off, because we're keeping the intro low end clean. Now automate the hats for energy. Two simple automations. First, automate drum bus drive from about 2 up to about 4.5 over the 32 bars. Slow lift. Second, do tiny volume steps, around 1 to 2 dB increase every 8 bars. These small steps read as the track is progressing without the listener knowing why. Next, add a ghost snare or a clap cue. Make a light snare on 2 and 4, or even just a hit at the end of each 8-bar phrase if you want it super DJ friendly. At EQ 8, high pass around 150 HC. Add a short plate reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Mix around 8 to 15%. Automate the reverb mix slightly up as you approach bar 32. Then do a reverb throw on the final snare before bar 33. That means for that one hit, you briefly raise the reverb amount, then snap it back to normal. The snapback is important. If you leave it high, the mix gets washed out and your impact disappears. Now for a jungle classic, the ghost break trick. Add an audio track and load an amen, think, or any break loop or slice. Set warp to beats, preserve 1/16, and adjust transient so it stays punchy. Then tuck it into the intro with filtering. Add EQ 8 and high pass it around 250 to 500 HC. We are removing bass so it doesn't interfere with the DJ's mix or your future drop bass line. Optionally dip around 2 to 4 kHC if it fights your hats. Add auto filter. Try a band pass or a low pass, depending how hidden you want it. Then optionally add redux for old sampler flavor. Downsample 2 to 8, bit reduction very low, and keep it subtle. If you want extra 90s crunch using stock devices, you can also add drum bus before redux. A bit of drive, low crunch, then redux. Then auto filter to keep it tucked. Automation here is gentle. Bring the ghost break in after bar 16, quietly. Slowly open the filter cutoff over time, and automate the track volume in tiny waves, like half a dB up and down, so it breathes. This gives that old school DNA without committing to a full breakbeat assault in the intro. Now we build tension in bars 25 to 32. Noise riser and impact prep. Create a riser track. Easiest way, in Waveedable, use a noise oscillator. Or drop in a white noise loop. Add auto filter low pass, then saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive, then hybrid reverb with a longer decay, like 6 to 12 seconds, mix around 10 to 20%. Automate this riser from bars 25 to 32. Filter cutoff goes from around 600 HC up to 12 kHC. Reverb mix can rise from 10% to around 25%, but here is the pro move. Cut it suddenly right before the drop, and volume fades up gradually then hard muted an eighth note or a quarter note, before bar 33. That little gap makes the drop feel like it slams harder, even at the same loudness. Add a crash or reverse cymbal into bar 33. A simple method, take a crash, reverse it, and place it so it ends exactly at bar 33. If you're using reverb sends, you can automate the send amount up into the impact, then cut after. Now let's make sure this whole intro stays DJ clean. Because that's the point of a DJ intro, it mixes well. On your music group, put in a Q8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is intro only discipline. You can automate it later when your bass line comes in. On the drums group, you can high pass gently at 30 to 40 Hz just to remove sub rumble. Here's a nice unveiling automation. Automate the music group high pass from 120 Hz down to about 60 Hz across the 32 bars, so the low mids and warmth slowly appear. But avoid doing big resonant sweeps down there. If you sweep filters, keep resonance modest, or even automate resonance down as the cutoff rises, so you don't get boomy peaks. Optional. Add very subtle master glue. Put a glue compressor on the master, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at peaks. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. If you hear it pumping, back it off. Save the punch for the drop. Now, coach notes to make your automation feel musical and not random. First, phrase anchors. Commit to three obvious change points. Bar 9, bar 17, bar 25. H1, do one clear thing. For example, bar 9 hats enter. Bar 17 ghost break appears. Bar 25 riser starts and filters open faster. Everything else can be subtle micro motion. Second, the one lane rule, especially if you're new. One main automation story per group. Atmos is your brightness story. Music is your reveal story plus one throw. Drums is your energy story, like drive or volume. If you stick to that, your mix stays clean and your arrangement stays readable. Third, if you want a fast workflow boost in Live 12, you can map multiple parameters to a single macro. Put an audio effect rack on a group, map the music filter cutoff, the Atmos reverb mix, and the hats drum bus drive to one macro called intro lift. Then automate one macro across 32 bars. That's a super clean way to get cohesive movement without juggling a dozen lanes. Before we wrap, check common mistakes. If your intro has too much sub, DJs will hate mixing it. High pass the music and keep the low end stable. If your automation ramps look like perfect straight diagonals everywhere, it'll sound like a robot. Add plateaus, breaths, and small step changes every 8 bars.